Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
The BBC has said that it will play an edited version of the Pogues and Kirsty MacColl's Fairy Tale New York this Christmas on the BBC Radio. Now, just to remind people about the offending bit of the song, right? Here's the offend. Now, there is two, I believe there's two or three offending bits, but this would be the main one.
You're a bum, you're a punk. You're an old slut and jumbler, and they're almost dead on a trip in that boat.
You scumbag, you maggot, cheap, cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're awesome. My God, it's our love.
The boys of the MIPD cried, we're singing Galway Bay. It puts you in the mood for Christmas, isn't it? Okay, in that one section you heard the words scumbag or maggot or faggot, should I say, and slut. Also, in another part of the song, he says, Happy Christmas, me arse, which is probably going to be the next word to be removed. The new version that will be played on the BBC, and I'm pretty sure RTÉ are set to make an announcement because they did last year. They not only changed the word faggot to maggot, but they also changed, removed the word slut. Now, it's in a song. They're not saying it about any particular person who's out there in society. It has been in that song for God knows how many years. We have all sang it in nightclubs, drunk out of our heads. And I'm sure gay people, by the way, listening today, have sat and stood in a nightclub and sang the faggot word and not taken any personal offence to it, because that wasn't the intention of the word at the time. I'm sure there are girls who have sang the word slut, because didn't they try to reclaim the word slut going back a few years ago, the feminist organisations in Canada? So I'm sure they're not thinking, God, they're talking about me, I'm so offended by it. So why are we changing a classic song and destroying it? Because that's what we're doing. We're destroying a classic song. Why would you do that? Everybody loves it. They said they're going to play the altered version because young listeners are particularly sensitive to derogatory terms for gender and sexuality. I mean, every radio station plays it. And they play it at all times of the day and night. You'll hear it in background music in supermarkets, and young people don't even notice it. The only reason they notice it is because now we're drawing attention to it. And I'm pretty sure there are songs out there in the charts today that young people are listening that have a lot worse in them than this. This is quite innocent compared to some of the stuff that I've heard nowadays that's been released. So I want to know if you think it's right. And by the way, if you're gay, I'd love to hear from you. Do you take offence to the word faggot being used in this song, in the context of the song? I mean, not in a derogatory term, obviously. They're not calling you or making it personal to you. But if you're gay, I'd like to hear from you. Do you take offence to it? Because I want to know who's offended by this song. I want to know why we're doing this. If somebody is, or if there's a group of people who are genuinely offended about this or believe there's a genuine reason for offence, I want to know why. Lorna, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Lorna?
Hi, Niall.
Lorna, do you take offence to it?
Not one bit. I take offence to it being changed because it's a super song and the word faggot isn't even being used in the proper context. It's not a proper word. It's not a true word anyway for what they were using it for.
No.
Whether it be for gay or for the song.
My mother used to call me a faggot when I was a
child. Everybody did.
You little faggot.
Like, yeah. And my gay male friends, none of them take offence to it. Listen, it's like the other word that's used for gay girls. I hear it all the time.
What's that? I've never heard that word. What's that
Come
word?
On now.
All right, okay. I don't know what.
The whole dykes on bikes.
Oh, right. Okay, okay,
this
okay.
Motorbike group in America, and that's what they're known as. Doesn't catch me a thought.
Right,
not
yeah.
One.
But you don't gay men refer to their female friends as fag hags?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, because it's not meant to be derogatory.
If it was a video of a song, of that particular song, and they're walking down the street and they had shouted it or said it at somebody, it's a girl and a boy singing a song drunk at Christmas.
Okay, now there's also the word, the BBC are removing the word slut as well.
But they were drunk. They're just trying to come up with words to call each other, and that was it. It was a super song.
It's the best Christmas song ever.
Absolutely, and it's what we're known for, and it's all over the world, and we are now destroying it. And I agree with you. I don't know who actually wants it changed. We don't. Who are the people that want that changed?
The BBC spokesperson says, we know the song is considered a Christmas classic and we will continue to play it this year, with our radio stations choosing the version of the song most relevant for their audience.
Oh, no.
In other words, people will be offended. But even if it's for a young audience, and this is what the BBC are claiming, that it's derogatory in terms of gender and sexuality, right? but yeah. to a young audience, right? But even if it's a young audience, sure, when you're walking around a supermarket, it's on. And you've little children exactly. with you. Nobody paying a blind bit of notice. I've never heard a child say, "Mammy, what did he say? Was he slagging the gay community?" You know, I've exactly. never
like,
heard
Niall,
it.
Like, Niall, if I was to say to you, go away, you're straight.
Yeah.
Is that going to insult you?
It's certainly not.
No,
how dare you?
No.
How dare you, Lorna? I could be gay.
You could be, sorry.
I'm not.
I should have. I know you're not. But, like, listen, come on. Even I work here with 160 men, and I've heard everything, every joke, everything known to man, and you laugh it off. They're destroying that song now. I actually wouldn't be bothered listening to it.
Yeah, well, this year, as I said, faggot and the word slut will be taken out this year. But I have a feeling that the word arse will be removed next year.
what are we going to put in?
yeah, well, maggot is replacing fart. They couldn't come up with a word to replace slut, so they just blanked it. Well, they've just, like, a little silence there.
If you're drunk, you're not going to use little perfect words in a pub and go, "You little maggot." You're going to come up with something else.
With
to
the
try
original.
And deny the person or.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Because they're your pissed when you're singing. Most people are drunk.
We're gone mad.
Yeah, I know RTE started this last year as well when Owen McDermott. He was the one on RT last year who said he didn't want to play it anymore because some of his team were gay and he felt it was offensive to them. And I went, stop, will you? He said we need to have a conversation about it.
As I said to your researcher there in a text, if it was homo or something like that, that's directly, you know, associated with the term, like, but it's not, as you said, it's a bundle of sticks in the dictionary.
Yeah.
So if little kids hear it and they look it up on their phone or whatever, they
a bundle of sticks.
A bundle of sticks. Now, is that the worst you can call somebody?
Okay, well, stay there because, Ger, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Ger?
How you know?
How you doing? You scumbag. You maggot.
I'm good. That is actually me in a nutshell. You got it there. That's me. Yeah.
So, Ger, I mean, is it ridiculous or can you see good reason for it? That, you know, it's 2020, we need to stop offending people, etc., etc.?
Well, I would go more from the angle of, that's the lyrics of the song. That's like writing a poem. And you're not going to go and change Shakespeare's wording.
Yeah.
You know, so it should be left as it was meant to be.
Imagine taking one of the great works of art from many years ago, of a nude, and blanking out the boobies or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, the Michelangelo's David, they always try to...
Yeah, imagine removing his willy.
Genius there, yeah. But, like I would say, that should be protected under the laws like that, under the art. That it is a work of art.
Yeah,
It's not like... It is kind of different to a book. A book, you can kind of edit words here and there and make a difference. But this is the lyrics of the song. They fit in perfectly as well. It's very hard to get the word faggot into a song to rhyme off like that.
I mean, it does work well, doesn't it?
And if you really want to look into it, like, it's about her boyfriend. It's not about his sexuality. It's about his masculinity.
Yes. Anything,
you know? So if you put it into context, it's not offensive, you know?
Well, what do you
That'd be my opinion.
What do you say then to somebody who is offended by it? You know, I mean, I know there are some people, obviously, who are offended
going
by it.
Going on with life and finding something else to be offended by, like, you know?
You know, there's always going to be people offended, isn't there, by everything? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
if someone's going to be offended, we're not here to help everyone's feelings. You know, so what if they're offended? No one's ever ended up in Tala Hospital with a serious case of offence. It's not like we have to have an overnight vigil for somebody who is like, might not make it through the night
because they were offended.
You know, yeah, you get offended, you get on with it, you get past it. And I mean, it's not an illness. It's not like you've inflicted anything really on them, apart from a bit of unhappiness. I wouldn't even say unhappiness, like, that's the wrong word. But
yeah, somebody here is suggesting that all radio stations should play the edited version before 9 o'clock at night and only play the risque version after nine. I would just stop.
Cover up David for the morning session and let David over there. I mean, like I said, it is only offense. It's okay to be offended, you know? It's no harm in being offended. It creates discussion and then we can talk about things. But this cancel idea is, you know?
Yeah.
Don't agree to the whole cancel culture thing again.
But they've put the statues back up outside the hotel there, the Shelburne Hotel. They're putting the statues back up again. They realized after they took them down, they weren't actually slaves at all. They were princesses. I mean, who even thought, let's remove the statues because they kind of look a bit like slaves. Let's remove them. And then about 10 days later, actually, they weren't slaves. Just looked it up. They were princesses. Let's put them back up again.
there's a bit of ridiculousness going on with all of this, all right. Yeah. But this has been going on longer than last year. This has been going on for a few years.
Oh, no, I know. Like, but it just gets worse every year. I'm wondering what song is going to be next. Will the word Christmas be taken out of songs in case we upset other religious people out there who may not believe in God?
Yeah, happy holidays.
Happy
holidays.
Yeah. So here it is. Happy holiday. It's not going to fit, is it? Just not going to work, is it? I wish it could be holiday every day.
and that would be my point of this song as well. Yeah. That is the lyrics. That's the way
By the way, interesting point. Do you know how much Shane McGowan gets every single year? Just for that one song in royalties.
I would hope it's a lot.
What do you reckon, Lorna, he gets every year just for that one song? Oh, she's gone. Let's see. 500,000.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, I was asking you a question. It was too late. I gave the answer, Lorna.
He's earned every penny of it.
I'm in work.
He has to listen to people criticising his work like that. He's earned every penny of that.
And here's another one. You know the song, Lorna Slade? So here it is, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
So Noddy Holder and Dave Lee, who are the people who wrote it. Dave Lee was the guy with the long hair and the long high platform shoes in Slade. Between the two of them, they get just under £1 million per year in royalties. Just for that one song every single year. Incredible, isn't it?
But we need them. We need them.
We do need them. We'll be playing them soon here in Classic Hits. You're going to hate us because we're going to be playing them very soon and then you'll be sick of them by January.
Can't wait.
All right, so I got to go to break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Do you believe we should be censoring the word faggot, slut, and possibly even arse as well out of the song Fairy Tale in New York? Because the BBC are. That's what they're doing. Let's have a listen to it. We have a little listen to it again. It excites us, doesn't it?
You're a bum, you're a punk. You're an old slut and jumbler and they're almost dead on a trip in that boat.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're awesome, my God, it's our love.
They squeeze all three words into 15 seconds there, but all three words are in there, and the BBC, they haven't removed the word arse yet, but they may, but they have removed the word slut and faggot, and they're replacing it with maggot and a silence, because they don't believe it's appropriate for the audience. Also, they say young listeners are particularly sensitive to derogatory terms for gender and sexuality, and they're changing it. Oh yeah, so they're changing the words to you're cheap and you're haggard. Ah, it just doesn't even... Could you imagine being drunk in a club or something? You won't be in a club because there'll be no clubs over the Christmas. But anyway, imagine being drunk somewhere. You won't even be drunk somewhere, actually. Imagine being drunk at home with your missus. You're cheap and you're haggard. It just doesn't have the same effect. I want to hear somebody who's offended by this. Honestly, I won't have a go at you because I just want to find out why you're offended. Paul says, I'm offended, but I'm not coming on the air to be offended again. If somebody's offended by this, can you please come on and explain to me why you're offended by it? I really want to know why you're offended by it or why anybody would be offended by a song like this. Please, I'd love to hear from you. The number's 087-188-0008. Maybe you're a woman and you're offended by the word slut. Maybe you're a member of the gay community and you're offended by the word faggot that's in it and you believe it's offensive to the gay community. I want to know why you believe it's offensive to the gay community. Come on the air and let me know. 087-188-0008. Let me go to Rita. Rita, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Rita?
Hi. How are you, Niall? How are you?
Good.
I just think it's ridiculous. I'm, you know, the whole sort of getting rid of songs because they have certain words in them. And I mean, you know, we're getting rid of literature and black humour and satire and all of that.
Yeah.
I think the whole cancel culture starts off with J.K. Rowling.
That's right.
When she made that comment some months ago. And it must have been just somebody on the internet took hold of it, and suddenly here we are, you know?
Well, it's social media that drives all this, constantly, all the time.
I just think it's crazy. I mean, poetry and literature, you know, they show us who we are in song, in all of these ways.
It's a snapshot in time, or it's a snapshot in time, isn't it?
No, it's not shot in time. And, you know, I think it probably is a divide between younger people and older people. Maybe I'm wrong there, but I've had a few arguments now with some members of my family, the younger members, about this, you know. And we do not agree. And
specifically about Fairy Tale New York?
Well, no, specifically about this whole culture.
Oh, the whole cancel culture.
Cancelling everything. It goes to the wider extent, really, of just cancelling everything that doesn't sound right in today's world or who might offend somebody.
Oh, should we be tearing out pages of history books next?
that's it, you see. And I mean, trying to explain it, it's like trying to explain to a very small child, you know. Mm-hmm. And maybe in the back of my mind, I'm kind of going, right, there have been racist comments, you know, when are we going to start dealing with all of that? And maybe there is an issue there. But recently, we spoke to,
I think it was a councillor from County Meath who wanted to kill a mockingbird, removed from literature, from schools. I mean, it's probably one of the best pieces of literature ever written.
It is.
But because it's about the Deep South and slavery and everything else, which is part of history, all of a sudden it has to be removed.
But as well as that, it's part of a teaching of what was happening at a certain point in time.
Absolutely.
It is very educational. Most young people won't have to experience the extremes of that. But in literature, they can learn about it.
I'm thinking, what next? Are we going to remove the Holocaust from history books?
Yeah.
Just in case people are offended by what Hitler did. Of course, we should be offended by what Hitler did. But should we remove it from the history books just because he did it?
Absolutely. I mean, I did history in school. And, you know, in my day, you got your book and that was it. But I had a real interest in history and I used to look up other views and present it and kind of go, no, just read this bit because this is for the least research.
But it's a bit
like that now, you know, that we only want you to learn this and we only want you to learn that, and that, you know, anything else isn't relevant anymore or it's something bad about us.
See, I'm desperately today trying to find the people who complain about these things, and they're a minority of people, by the way, right, who make these changes in the world.
Mm.
But they complain about it. They're not willing to stand by their complaint. Like, I will have most likely nobody who will come on today and think, yes, we should censor that song. Last year, I know Owen McDermott, or whatever his name is, from RTE, the DJ from RTE. He was the one who kind of started the conversation last year because he said he had members of his staff were from the gay community and he felt bad, and it was a debate that we needed to have about changing the song. And I kind of got into a banargy-bargy with him on Twitter saying that was ridiculous.
Mm.
You know, I mean, he was just taking it too far. But now they've done it again.
Yeah, I think basically, you know, as human beings, we have to be able to laugh at ourselves. I mean, every day, since I was a small child, you know, your friends slag you off. You get the knocks and bumps of language thrown at you and everything else. And it's all part of toughening you up and being able to go out there in the world and just deal with most people and be a human being. But now I think it's all this sensitivity nonsense. I think it's gone to a total extreme now.
I mean, somebody texts in here and says, no, she's wrong, speaking about you. It isn't older versus younger. I'm younger than her, and I'm not a part of the cancel culture, nor do I want fairy tale New York change. And they go on to say that that's all the snowflakes and people who are in these groups, i.e. vegans, Extinction Rebellion, and so on. Well, what I would argue is I think she's right, because the majority of people who are in those kind of groups, these very liberal, as you call them, snowflake groups, are generally younger people. They're usually students who are finding themselves somewhere between 19 and 25.
Yeah, and a lot of this sort of cancel culture starts on the internet as well. I mean, in chat rooms and all of that kind of thing, and older people wouldn't be involved in any of that. But, I mean, you know, the whole thing has to be dealt with, to be honest, because, you know...
It's getting silly, really, isn't it?
Our comedians give us a lot of, you know, fun and everything. And for them to be told, well, you have to be careful now because you can't.
Could you imagine some of the comedians that were out in the 60s and 70s being on the television nowadays? And
they'd be shot. They'd be brought in prison now. This day.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, stay there. Just stay there for a second, because Rob, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Rob?
How you doing?
How you doing, Rob? What do you reckon? I mean, is it right to change it to appease some people, I suppose?
No, what kind of people are we becoming, really?
Yeah, softies.
Yeah, you're changing words and songs because you think it's going to offend people.
Yeah.
Snowflake, that's the only way you can describe a loyal is snowflakes.
Yeah.
Like, how can any group of people be offended by the word faggot? What? It's not like the song was made to slag the gay community. It had nothing got to do with the gay community.
No.
It's not
trying to offend any one person in particular. And somebody mentions a good point here, and I do know this. Now, being a DJ, you'd be very familiar with the words of Dire Straits, Money for Nothing, which we play here all the time. And the words of the song are, you little faggot with an earring and makeup. Yeah, the little faggot's got his own jet airplane, and the little faggot is a millionaire. So they say the word three times in the song. But it's not meant to personally offend anybody. It's talking about an individual who is being ridiculed in the song.
What about the
nobody, by the way, ever mentions that song, by the way, and we play it all the time.
What about Cardi B's song at the moment, Noel?
I know, yeah.
The word WAP in it. I had my 6-year-old daughter come into me last week and ask me what WAP stands for.
Yeah. I know, and the words, that the Cardi B, that I'm not over familiar with it, but I've heard the words are atrocious.
It's absolutely disgusting, and it's on YouTube where any child can access it. My 6-year-old daughter came in to me and asked me what it stands for, and I was drinking a cup of coffee and I spread it all over the table. What could I say? And they're talking about changing the word faggot in an absolute classic.
Yeah, I know, I'm looking now. Somebody just sent me the words here, the Cardi B song. Are you familiar, by the way, are you familiar with Cardi B, Rita?
No, I'm sorry, Niall, no.
I mean, I can't read too much of it on daytime radio, but every single word that you're not meant to use is in it.
Yeah,
including whores and...
They haven't cancelled that yet.
Yeah, all sorts of things. No, they haven't cancelled. And this, by the way, is aimed and targeted and marketed towards young girls primarily.
Can
you imagine someone in the Catholic Church listening to that song?
Ah, they'd have a heart attack.
Oh, God.
They wouldn't even know what it's about.
I know. But, you know, in our day, in my day and your day and whatever, we read all kinds of literature. We saw everything. We kind of embraced it all as part of the human spirit or whatever. And particularly black humour and satire and literature and all of those, are they going to be just torn up? I mean, yeah. Is this just the start of it all now? I mean, we learn about human nature, human beings, through literature and through all of the icons of history and everything else. I just think we'd be left floundering, without any, in total ignorance, basically, if we got rid of all of the things that make us human and our history and all of that. You know?
All right, well, listen, I have to go to a break. I agree with both of you. By the way, again, I'm putting it out there. I will give your call priority. Aisling will, certainly. If you disagree and you think this word or this song should be censored, we want to hear why. I want to know why. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number is 087-188-0008. But I did want to talk to somebody and get some kind of, I suppose, handle on why some people might find it offensive. Keane is a member of the LGBT community and wants to highlight that issue. Keane, good afternoon to you.
How you doing,
Ed? How you doing? Keane, I don't think anybody takes this as being directly derogatory to them, as being gay. But maybe you could give us a better understanding of that.
Yeah, no, it's only because the word itself has a complicated past. It was used essentially to refer to the bundle of sticks that was set beneath gay people's feet and was used to set them on fire back when being gay was illegal.
When the witches were burned and gay people were burned.
Exactly,
and Yeah,
and it was also used as the weapon of choice for a beating anyone caught in sexual or homosexual acts as well. So there's a huge emotional sort of response that kind of comes up for some people if they know the history. Now, I do understand that a lot of people these days won't see it as that, and even gays themselves will use it as like a term of endearment. But that's only coming from a place of we have pushed through this, we have survived this, and we can use it now in our own context because we're taking back the negative context of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I know many years ago, women, feminists in Canada, took back the word slut. They re-owned the word slut.
Yeah.
And the word slut is in it too, and the BBC have removed that as well. They've silenced that, which I don't think they should have. I think they'll probably take the word arse out of it next year. That's a particularly Irish word, by the way, arse. But, I mean, Keane, can we not just all get on with it? I suppose that's what people will say to you. I should just, Keane, get over it. We've moved on. It's not directly meant to offend. Even the Pogues themselves said that wasn't the intention of the word. There was no thought process when they were writing it saying, let's have a go at the gay people here. It was just a word that was used, particularly in Ireland. As I said to you, my mother used to refer to me as a faggot when I was a child. Go on, you little faggot. It was a very Irish mammy word as well. It's not meant to be derogatory towards gay people in particular.
It's not meant to be derogatory, and I know a lot of people might use it in such a way, but there is a large amount of people that would use it with derogatory connotations involved.
But don't the gay community themselves use it? They refer to female friends as fag hags.
Terms of endearment, but it's the same way that people of the African American or African anything community will use the N-word. It's not something that is widely accepted for use across the board because there's not the same, history and there's not the same intentions behind it. You know what I mean?
Mm. And if it was your choice, Keane, would you remove it from the song?
I personally, being a part of the community, I don't use the word unless I know it's safe to use. As in, I won't use the word just willy-nilly because I know what kind of emotional response that can elicit.
But if you were out with your, if you were out with your mates and, you know, and maybe your gay friends or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And the song come on at Christmas. Now, obviously, there'll be no nightclubs this year or bars this year, but maybe, I don't know, you'd be in a gathering of less than six people or whatever it is, and you're singing the song. Would you purposely omit the word in your, as you're singing it, would you omit the word gay or use the alternate, which is the word haggard, instead?
I would use it, but that's only on the basis that I'm around my gay friends. It's the same. It's the exact same when you see anyone who's of African descent using the N-word around their friends, and then
so
you
if I sang it, and
eye if you're if, white, like it's the same. It's
okay,
the same
if I was out with you tomorrow, Keen, with your mates, and there was me and a couple of other people with you who were straight, mm-hmm. and I sang it, you know, and I probably have in front of some of my gay mm-hmm. friends or whatever. But would you be offended by me singing it?
No, I wouldn't be offended by you singing it, but I'd give you a little bit of a look because I know I wouldn't have sang it around you.
You give me
a
look.
I give you a little bit of a cheeky look. I'd give you one of those,
I mean, I had Rory Cowan on when we discussed this last year. Rory Cowan came on the air. He had been listening in and he came on and he's not a bit offended by it. He said, I think it's hilarious that everybody else is getting so upset mm-hmm. by this.
Yeah,
so,
I think Rory Cowan might not be the best example there to use.
Oh, right. Okay. So you wouldn't agree with Rory on this particular matter.
I don't agree with a lot of what Rory has to say, especially his Twitter usage. But anyway.
All right, okay. But look, actually, we're going to move on anyway. But anyway, no, it was just to try and get a handle on it. And I'm sure maybe there are members of the gay community who might agree with you, Keane. Mm. I think I'm looking here at the texts, you know, in over the last hour, many from gay people as well. I've spoken to a gay woman on earlier on there as well.
It just depends on the intent that people use it. And I just think it's actually kind of hilarious, the fact that there's a lot of people coming onto the show to call anyone who's offended by it snowflakes, but they themselves are the ones being offended that they can't use it anymore.
Right, okay,
like,
okay.
Who's the feckin' snowflake, like, you know what I mean?
All right, okay. Listen, thanks very much, Keane. Appreciate you coming on the air. All right, cheers, there you go. Bye-bye. All right, well, there's Keane giving you a little bit of background as to why he believes that to some people it may be offensive. I mean, he said he would give me a cheeky look, although I don't think he'd remove it from the song, but he'd give me a cheeky look anyway.